Page 110, Exercises 5 and 6. Listen to three dialogues about superstitions. Who believes in superstitions? Then listen again and choose the correct answers.
Dialogue 1.
Louise, you're not superstitious, are you?
Not really. Why do you want to know, Peter?
I closed the front door really hard when I came into your house, and the mirror next to the front door fell down and broke. Please don't be angry. It was an accident.
The mirror next to the front door? Oh no! That's terrible, Peter. You should be more careful when you close a door.
So you are superstitious. I can't believe it.
No, I'm not. It's terrible because it's my mother's favourite mirror. My father gave it to her on her 40th birthday. She'll be really angry.
Dialogue 2.
Oh no, James! I've just seen a black cat.
So? I've just seen a black cat too, Susan. Seeing a black cat isn't bad luck. That's just a silly superstition.
Really? Then can you explain Linda's mark in the maths test last week? She's a brilliant maths student. She can answer any maths exercise, but she received a mark of 40 in the last test. Now listen to this. Linda was walking to school on the day of the test, and she saw a big black cat. It was just an hour before the test.
Susan, Linda received a mark of 40 because she was ill. She didn't feel well, so she couldn't finish the test. She went home, and she's taking the test again today.
Dialogue 3.
Charles, what's wrong? You look terrible. Maybe you should go home.
I feel terrible, and it's all because of my new trainers.
What's wrong with them? Are they too small?
No, Emily. They're perfect. It's all because I put them on the table.
Oh, don't be silly. It isn't bad luck to put your shoes on the table, Charles.
I'm not talking about superstitions, Emily. Listen to what happened. When I came home from the shop, I put the box with the trainers on the kitchen table. Well, there was a cup of hot soup on the table too. But I didn't see the cup of soup. I pushed the cup over with the box, and the hot soup went on my legs. My legs still hurt.